This goes to Troy Novak, PAC. It's N like November, VAK, PAC, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Robert Nyman, N like November, I, E, M like Mary, A, N like November. Date of birth 12/30/1952. Dear Troy, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Nyman with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, and severe dyspnea on exertion. His last visit was April 25th of this year. At that time, his major complaint was he was experiencing chest pain and severe shortness of breath with exertion. He does have a cardiologist that he sees on a regular basis, but he's not sure if he's had an echocardiogram done within the last year. The last time they had a visit, he did have just an office visit, he believes, and he does not remember having an echocardiogram or ultrasound of the heart. The shortness of breath does resolve with rest. If he walks too much or becomes short of breath with any exertion, as long as he stops and sits and rests, the shortness of breath will resolve. But it will start again once he starts being active again. We did notice a abrupt change in kidney function in July of this year. He had been running a creatinine between 1.9 and 2.0 since 2019. However, July 15th, when he had his quarterly labs repeated, his creatinine had jumped to 2.7 for no known reason. The only medication change we could see was fenofibrate was added, 54 milligram once daily. And that seemed to help his blood sugar, according to his wife, but kidney function also declined, and potassium levels started to increase. He has been following a strict low-potassium diet, and he feels like that has been helping. The only symptom he has with chronic kidney disease at this point is the severe dyspnea on exertion that is resolved with rest. He currently denies chest pain or palpitations. He does have chest pressure with exertion, though, also. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. His weight is unchanged from his previous visit. He denies edema or claudication symptoms. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and he feels like he is making adequate amounts of urine. Medications, I want to highlight the Losartan, 50 milligram daily. Imdur is 60 milligram daily. He's on a low-dose aspirin. He's on Humalog insulin, 44 units in the morning and 34 in the evening. Gabapentin is 100 milligram daily at bedtime. The fenofibrate, 54 milligram once daily, is a new medication. He's also on oral iron and a vitamin C tablet. He states that he is not on Plavix anymore. Physical exam, the only vital sign he was able to get for us today was his weight at 198.5. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 10/28 of 2022, and creatinine was 3.0 with estimated GFR of 21. Previous two levels were 2.9 and 3.0 and then 2.7 before that. Calcium is 9.3, albumin is 4.3. Sodium, 141. Potassium is better. Previous level was 5.4, now it is 5.2. Carbon dioxide is low, 17, but the previous level was 24, so we need to watch that. He may need a sodium bicarbonate tablets if that continues to be low. Phosphorus is 3.6. Hemoglobin, normal at 13.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, stage 4 chronic kidney disease, which progressed from stage 3 to stage 4 in July of this year and has not returned to baseline. Hypertension, suspected ischemic cardiomyopathy or valvular disorders causing the severe shortness of breath with exertion. And we would like to get a copy of his most recent echocardiogram. And if he hasn't had one within a year, perhaps it's time to have one done. Diabetic nephropathy with improved control, according to both the patient and his wife. And they credit the fenofibrate as causing that to improve control for this patient. We will continue our monthly lab tests. We would like to see if we can get a copy of his most recent echocardiogram. Also, maybe an updated medication list in case fenofibrate isn't the med that was, isn't the correct med. Maybe it's a different medication that's more nephrotoxic. But we'll review that, and we're going to have a recheck visit with both the patient and his wife present within the next 2 months with the Dr. Fuente. And Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.